Let's talk about a documentary called Teach. Teachers are talking. Is the nation listening? We're joined in studio by Marge Snyder and Dave Snyder to talk about a local showing of this documentary. And we're also joined on the telephone from the Boston area by one of the folks who was involved in this extraordinary documentary that will be screened on June 10th from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Unitarian Meeting House on Bloomfield Avenue in Hartford. First off, let me welcome Marge and David in this morning. And how'd you get involved in this concept, this showing of this documentary?
Good morning, Wayne, and thank you
so much. Everybody.
Yes, and thank you so much for hosting us. We really appreciate it.
We got involved because we know Robert's brother, and went to his daughter's graduation, and then we met Robert and Yvonne, who are both very much involved in this production. And at that time, let's say about 3 years ago when we met, Robert said that he's involved in a film that he's producing right. And directing and so on. And he's a teacher. And so we didn't hear anything for a while. We exchanged our contacts. And then we heard last year from Robert that the film was done. Would we come over and see it, screening at his house?
And it's having a screening here on June the 10th in Hartford, and Robert joins us on the phone now from the Boston area today. Robert, a teacher himself, and Robert, tell me more about the inspiration behind this documentary that does express the ills that are affecting our educational system.
Well, I was teaching in Boston public schools along with my wife, Yvonne, and we kept hearing in the news every day a lot of misinformation about what is really going on in the schools, and we heard a lot of people talking about what the education policy should be, and we basically felt that it was really taking us down the wrong direction in education. We felt that there had to be an alternative view, and everybody that was talking on the news, you'd hear it every day, they weren't teachers, they were administrators, politicians. But nobody was really hearing from the teachers, and that's what inspired us. We said we have to get a message that's saying what the teachers have to say out there.
And your website indicates that you're talking about a corporate-led agenda. What does that mean?
Well, we in this country can't have a education system that's dominated by the corporations and the profit motive. Schools aren't corporations. They're not something that should be based on profit, but we see that really all across the country and in this region, they are trying to turn schools into a profit-making operations, and we felt that that really is not the right direction to go. It's really not what we should be doing in our schools. It's worrying about profit instead of worrying about what the most important thing to do in schools and how to teach our children, how to create an environment that's based on joyful experiences in school and a collaborative environment.
Now, this documentary was unanimously voted into the Boston International Film Festival as a fearless, that's in quotes, documentary, and received the Indie Spec Best Cinematography Award, and it's on the website, or you can read about it by going to teachdocumentary.com. Now, Robert, you talk about the film about those who don't usually get heard. Who would some of those people be?
The teacher that's out there in the classroom every day working hard and seeing what's happening in our schools and also people that are concerned about education in the community, various community movements, and we wanted to present an opportunity for them to be heard. And that's what I'm talking about as far as teachers that see what's happening every day and see what the policies are causing, current policies, what's happening in the classroom with those policies.
What do you think was the reason why education has taken what I would perceive from what you're saying to be a downward turn?
Well, in the movie, we talk about various things that are happening regarding the charter schools, regarding the privatization of the schools. And we also talk about a particular report called the Fordham Institute Report, which is subtitled, looking for entrepreneurial opportunities in the school system. So they're really looking at schools as a way to make profit. And we talk about those kind of things in our movie. It's actually subtitled Attracting Entrepreneurs and Change Agents. So they're looking at the schools. They're rating school systems as far as how they can make profit in those systems.
Yeah, you know, I just want to add also that I'm an educator by background as well, and this film so resonated with me because it made also very, very clear that education has become zip code related. And I think that's very tragic because when we zip code, when we decide how we're going to educate our children by where they live and by their economic level, I think we run a huge, huge risk of not only inequity and lack of justice, but we lose those tremendous power of those resources. We lose their talents, we lose their skills, we lose their brilliance, because a lot of them get turned off. Resources are not there. This documentary so focused in and showed us that if you're in a zip code that's the wealthy area, it's like a college. It's like 73, right, Rob? I think, Robert, it was like 73 pages of classes and resources that the children have. And when you're in a zip code that's a lower economic area, there's just the basics, 2 hours of science, 2 hours of math, 2 hours of English. Nothing else can they afford. That's tragic. So, I mean, our call out is for people to come to really see what's happening in our educational system, because this privatization is so across the board, where corporations are leading us, and they're not leading us in a path for humanity and for the greater good of the 99ers. They're leading us on a path of what's good for them, for their pockets, and that is a very, very tragic situation.
Robert, thoughts about what Marge just said?
I think what she said is extremely important. What she was talking about, we focused on particular high school in Newton, Massachusetts, that was $194 million to build, and they had a course catalog of 74 pages, including every kind of course you can imagine. And the message in that is that if you've got the money in a particular community, you've got the ability to provide exciting courses in a variety of courses. If you don't have the money, you can't have that kind of diversity as far as what's offered to students. And for example, in my previous school, they actually had computers that were 14 years old. They had no theater department, no music, very limited in their resources and in the courses that they offered. And there was an extreme obsession with the testing and the data. And you could see the disparities right between Boston and Newton. And it's not what we're saying that it's bad that there's tremendous variety, but everybody should have that variety and those resources. And we've seen time and time again that resources are a huge determinant of how our school system and a school will do.
Robert, what was the effect of the depression that began in 2008, which eventually triggered budget crises in towns and states throughout the country? And now, many school districts, many states cannot support as well financially these school districts the way they might have done before 2008.
Well, I think this is something that's happening all across the country. We've seen these budget crises happening, and if you look at California, I just heard last week on the news a representative said his school, the class size went from third grade class went from a class size of 22 to 35 for a third grade class. They've laid off a huge number of teachers in California. They've laid off a lot of teachers all over the country. New York City, it's happening in Massachusetts. Class size is going up. In Massachusetts, in Boston, they closed 11 schools last year. And it would have cost $11 million to keep those schools open. But here we see, huge bonuses, even to individuals, far surpassing that $11 million amount. So when we've got a system that has such disparity between who has what and who's getting these bonuses, something is wrong. Something is definitely wrong. And we've got to have an alternative message out there.
Robert Lamothe, the filmmaker who's done the documentary called Teach, Teachers Are Listening, Teachers Are Talking, Is the Nation Listening? Robert, how does your documentary deal with the aspect where teachers often get blamed for everything that is wrong with education in this country?
Well, right now, teachers are really walking around with the targets on their back. Everybody that is trying to turn schools into private schools or into charter schools are taking shots at teachers and making it seem like, oh, if only we could get rid of some of these rotten teachers, everything would be great. And it's really a tactic by those forces, those boardroom members, who sit back and plan, well, if we divert attention onto blaming the teachers and blaming what they're doing in the classroom, then we can go ahead and push for our charter schools and push for our privatization. But in reality, the teachers that I've seen are tremendously dedicated, they're passionate, and the very few instances where there might be a teacher that is not doing maybe what they need to be doing is rare. But it seems like with the way they're talking, you hear it every day in the media, it seems like, especially the older teachers get blamed for not being innovative. I've seen most innovative teachers that have been around for many years and continuing to be create a tremendous and joyful environment in the classroom and creative places where students can learn. And what's really happening, though, in many places is our schools are being turned into testing factories, and everybody is obsessed with the data. You know, and just a word of advice, too, for parents and people that are looking at the schools. Often parents will look at a school and they'll say, what are the scores at that school? Is that the school I want to send my student to, my child to? How are the scores? But I would offer an alternative to that is when you're looking at a school, look at what kind of collaboration there is in the school, what kind of exciting and learning environment there is, what kind of leadership there is. That are they obsessing about the data, or are they talking about how can we make this a creative and joyful experience for children? And that's what's going by the wayside, is that excitement about learning. Kids are being their spirits are being destroyed by this constant testing. And when you're looking at a school, look at what the environment is. Well, look at the spirit of collaboration. And are they blaming the teachers, or are they doing something else? Are they providing real leadership where teachers are part of the process and people are listening to what they have to say?
Robert, talking just to that issue, we have a very, very dear friend and community who's a speech pathologist. I won't name names, it's not important, but that very thing has happened to her. You see her being targeted because she's spent her life totally dedicated, has been exceedingly effective, even with children who are autistic. There is joy. There's a real bonding with her and her students. But yet they came in after all these years of her being in this profession to examine the quality of her work with the children, and it was quite it felt I think like a slap, and part of it is to target, to get these older teachers out, bring in newer teachers with less salaries, and where they can sort of rule them more rather than giving them they're letting them go forward with their own skill and creativity as they had been doing. So it's really awful to watch.
Robert, what's your take on No Child Left Behind? Is that a failure?
I think it originally was set up to put schools in a position where they had to fail. And I think it's been a terrible direction for our country to go in, to talk about No Child Left Behind, because it's really what's set up in the first place, I think, by people who wanted the schools to fail so they could come in and say, oh, see, what now we have to come in with our charter schools and our private schools and take over because they're not doing it. And I have serious, serious concerns about that law continuing. But it just goes to the whole issue that we're talking about is, what are they looking at for what is a good school? What are you looking at?
Okay, and I'd like to take a little turn here and talk about what Robert and Yvonne have done with this film and how up-to-date and how extensive its coverage is, because it covers as recent as what's been going on and what is happening in Wisconsin with the governor there, who was fighting the teachers' unions and fighting everybody to destroy and profitize and go into that kind of effort. And it covers what happened in Rhode Island, what's happened in Boston with Mayor Menino, and what he has done for to promote charter schools and destroy some of the public schools. And I think it's very interesting to see all of this as it unfolded, as it's shown in Teach.
You know, also, I've had the experience in my background when I taught all levels. I taught nursery through sixth. I taught at-risk high school students English. I taught ESL to adults. And in my experiences, often when the administration came in and told us how we need to teach, sometimes the program was really ruined. I saw this in ESL, and it was heartbreaking because it flowed so well. We were not testing them. I mean, our ears were able to tell us where they were at just by simple conversation. And then the administration came in and told them we had to keep testing them. It was like we had to pick the carrots before they even grew. And it turned the whole energy of this classroom into a different feel. And what would happen is, because their English was not at the level that, you know, it was at I was teaching the lowest level of communication ability, what happened was they began to cheat because they couldn't understand the subtleties of my conversation when I said it really doesn't matter. You know, take the test. It's doing it, but it's not, it won't affect anything. They couldn't get that. So they would cheat and they would be nervous. And it was not at all necessary. So this focus on testing to assess, I think, is so deeply wrong.
Ruins the environment.
Marge and Dave Schneider, along with Robert Lamothe, the producer and director of a documentary called Teach, Teachers Are Talking, Is the Nation Listening? It'll be featured on June 10th at 5 o'clock at the Unitarian Meeting House on Bloomfield Avenue in Hartford. And again, the producer director, Robert Lamothe, joins us this morning. Robert, is there an example of a school district or maybe a state that's done it right? We're critical of the way this process has been handled now, but I'm wondering, are there people who are doing it right that other states or systems could use as a model for how to straighten things out?
Well, there are pockets of schools and pockets of places that where they do get it. They do get it that they want to keep that experience of school to be very exciting. And there's actually another documentary movie out there, August to June, which gives a pretty good picture of what the classroom is like and what the potentials are for an exciting classroom. And but there's different school. It really all comes down to the leadership for the school and the leadership for the district, and whether or not they're giving teachers a real voice in how to run the school, and whether or not they're allowing those kind of situations where they're not just focusing on data and they're not just having a mean-spirited approach to getting the teachers in shape, rather than giving them freedom to do what we can do. And, you know, this country, I think, really has some thinking to do regarding their spirit towards teachers and whether they're blaming teachers for everything or whether or not they're respecting them and respecting their skills as a professionals. And if they're allowed to do what they have to do to be successful. And teachers do everything they can to be successful. They spend tremendous amounts of their own money for all the districts and all the regions that don't provide the resources that they need, and that's a huge issue. So teachers are out there doing it every day, and it really depends on the individual district. And principals are in a tough spot, too. Because you've got districts where superintendents are demanding raised scores and demanding performance, and so the pressure comes down through the principals to the teachers to kind of do things that, you know, often we know are bad for students. They're pressuring us to do those kind of things where we should be doing different kinds of things in class.
Robert, you and your wife Yvonne, are you still teaching now?
We are, yeah. We teach in Boston Public Schools, and right now I'm a kindergarten teacher, and Yvonne is an art teacher, and I've been teaching for 18 years, she's been teaching for 25 years, and I've also taught first grade, second grade in different towns, Brookline, Massachusetts, and I've also taught technology all the way up through high school in Boston. So I've got a pretty good variety, and just hearing what everybody has to say and seeing the impact of the direction our education is going in school, we felt that that message had to come out. And that's one of the things about this movie is we're really talking about all the issues that we think have an impact on education policy. And we don't just focus on one, we focus on a number of things that do bring out all the different issues. And I might add too that seeing this movie is it's an experience. And the showings that we've had people crying, laughing, shouting. We've gotten standing ovations for people that have seen the movie, and especially from teachers and teachers' families who know what we go through every day with the targets on our back and being blamed for everything. So this is a way to get what teachers have to say out there. And we don't have the millions of dollars that other movies that are funded by the charter schools, like the Waiting for Superman movie. We don't have that kind of millions of dollars. We're on a limited budget. We funded this whole movie out of our own salary and maxed out our credit cards. So we don't have the funding to promote the movie either. So the charter schools really do support those other kind of movies who are really giving alternative message to ours. And our movie really needs to be heard. And that's why we're trying to have a grassroots movement with showing this movie. And we're starting to meet with success. We're having showings all over the country. We have recently found out that we've gotten into the Manhattan Film Festival, which is a way to get attention to the movie and hopefully be picked up by a distributor that will distribute it across the country. So we're really hoping that people have a chance to see this movie, and I highly recommend that if you're a teacher or a teacher's family, or if you're a parent, or actually anyone that's interested in public education, to come to the showing and hear an alternative voice.
It's on June 10th at the Unitarian Meeting House in Hartford on Bloomfield Avenue. With the two of you being teachers, are there things that you have learned making this documentary that have changed your approach to teaching that you maybe didn't do before the making of the movie?
We have gone through over 40 interviews with different teachers and people. So in the course of doing that, we've heard teachers talk about the kinds of things they do and what's important to them. So it's more that it's giving us the spirit to continue on to fight to have our exciting classrooms and to take a stance against what's actually happening. And we also have in the movie, we show state hearings, legislative hearings in Massachusetts. We show the Rhode Island Central Falls testimony that we're at hearings there when they fired everybody in Central Falls High School. We've learned about a lot about how to promote an alternative viewpoint. That's really what I'd have to say we've learned more about, is how to get the message out there and making that available to people.
Yeah, you know, Wayne, I just want to add to your listening audience that we have the privilege of having Robert and Yvonne on site on the 10th for a Q&A after the screening, and also Dan Durant from the American Federation of Teachers will be also available to talk, respond to questions. This is a free event. It's the Connecticut premiere showing of this documentary. It's a free event. We are providing a light supper, pizza, salad, fruit, and other desserts and beverages. Donations will be gratefully accepted because, as Robert said, everything has been funded from their pockets. So any help that you can provide would be absolutely gratefully accepted. And we really hope you turn out. Like Robert said also, it's for everybody because this impacts, the quality of education impacts us all.
Information, you can email Marge, margedavidpeace@yahoo.com. All one word, margedavidpeace@yahoo.com, or dial 860-872-6899. And our telephone guest, Robert, and his wife Yvonne, will be on site to field a discussion and Q&A session at the end of the screening. Robert, thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations on an insightful documentary that will be shown on June 10th.
Thank you. And if I could add with one more thing, we have a lot of information about the movie on our website. It's www.teachdocumentary.com, and I recommend people going to that website too and seeing what we have. A page there, this is what people are saying about Teach, which is testimony from a lot of teachers and other people that have seen the movie, that tells about the movie, and get more information about other screenings there and things that are coming up in the future.
That is teachdocumentary.com. We also link to that on our morning show guest page at our website, wili.com/AM. Thanks very much to Robert Lamoth, calling from the Boston area, along with Marge and Dave Schneider. And again, the documentary Teach, Teachers Are Talking, is the Nation Listening. The documentary will be featured on June 10th, 5 until 8, at the Unitarian Meeting House, 50 Bloomfield Avenue in Hartford, as it expresses the ills that are affecting our educational system. Thanks for coming in this morning.